Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our sacred space, the Mystic Diva Show. Today, we have the scoop. Again, yes, I know, relationships. But where can you go? In this space, this place, this planet, the great Terra Nova, Mother Divine Earth. And not deal with another being, something or somebody you want to deal with. And we call that relationship. So today we're going to talk about relationship mishmash. So stay with us for the scoop on how to deal with relationship incompatibility. We do have such a thing. So I want to quote, I've got to kind of paraphrase. That fit Mystic Diva. It's all around relationships. It's all around compatibility. It's all around being incompatible. And it's by Leo Tolstoy. What counts in making a happy relationship, a happy union, is not how compatible we are. It is what we do to deal with the incompatibility. And today, we will show you, we agree, to agree, to adjust, to align, and to amend. So sit back and allow our tools to soothe you as we build a bridge to beyond. We are here to enhance your life and to simply, yes, very simply, to remind you that the true genie is inside of you. So let your soul's dream soar. To participate live in our show today, the number to call is 914-338-0695. To listen, go to blakeradio.com and click on Rainbow Soul. And remember, Mystic Diva has the best of talk radio. So today we will be giving you the scoop. We'll be giving you tools and tips on dealing with relationship incompatibility. We have the scoop on how to identify relationship mishmash. What is mishmash as relate to relationship? How do we determine if the mishmash is a divine growth moment or the altered ego fear of abundance? So tune in for the tips on what to do to amend and what to do to adjust and align in the midst of the mishmash. Find the missing ingredient. Relationship. Mishmash. I'm going to pause for a moment as usual and do our brief meditation exercise. So close your eyes and relax. And think, in the quietness and confidence, there is strength. God, I am is life. I express, I understand. God, I am is life. God, I am is truth. I express, God, I am is truth. I express, I understand, God, I am is divine love. God, I am is wisdom. And that wisdom is mine. That wisdom is me. That wisdom leads me and guides me. Embrace your sacred self and affirm to your sacred self. I feel divine. I feel me, the real thing. I feel sacred. Open up and allow sacred thoughts to come into your mind and to step fully into you, your sacred paradise. Go deeper. Look around and see your beautiful sacred temple, your body, coming back to you. Allow joy to come into your mind. Give thanks for the sacred temple, the sacred life, the sacred you that you designed, you created. God, I am. Continue to relax. And enjoy the feast we have prepared for you. And so it is. You tune into the Mystic Diva Show. My name is Dora Jones, host, your spiritual life purpose coach. Again, welcome. And to participate live, that number to call is 914-338-0695. Or you can go to blakeradio.com and click on Rainbow Soul. Anytime, any moment, any hour you want to contact Mystic Diva host Dora Jones, simply go to inspirationscoop.com or email me, Dora jones@inspirationscoop.com. I was in a store this week, and sometimes I am just so in love with me, and I'm very conscious that sometimes I'm so in love with me. And then there are those times I'm like, wow, Dora, 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 you are adorable. See, this is years and years and years and years of years of getting to know me. And the more I find out about me, unlike some of my clients, the more I find out about me, the more I love me. And whatever it takes for me to be in a different mental space to manifest the glory that I have created, I am up to the task. So today one day I was in the store this week, and there was this beautiful goddess demonstrating soup. And finally I asked her, so what is your name? And she says, my name is Jean. And I said, wow. And then I thought about my sister. I have a sister we call Jean, so I thought about my sister. And then she says, and what is your name? And that took me back for a moment. I stood there for a moment, and then I thought, I remember when I was married, when I had the sex contract with the state, I wasn't ever with him. I can admit that now. It was trying to get to heaven, trying to be a good girl, trying to be the wife. Anyway, that took me back. And I proudly stood there and said, my name is Dora. She said, I bet people call you a lot, Dora the Explorer. I said, they do, and I love it. Dora, Dora. Okay, that's my side dish for today. So those of you that's in the chat room, thank you. Thank you for participating. And I will check with you as time allow it. And now back to our topic, relationship mishmash. Someone said, you come up with that name? Just popped in. I have a lot of stuff pop in. So we're going to deal with relationship incompatibility, how to recognize the relationship mishmash, and how to determine you're in one. You're in this hodgepodge. You're in this mixture. It's not going the way you design it to go, or you think it's not going the way that you want it to go. What do you do? Do you recognize that this is a divine growth moment? Or do you let the altered ego, fear, keep you locked in? You stay, but you're locked in. There is no power. There is no courage. You stay because you have a fear of abundance. So we're going to give you tips today on what to do to amend, and to adjust, to align in the midst of the relationship mishmash. We're going to find those missing ingredients. Again, call us at 914-338-0695. And I welcome you. I am so glad you came. I am so glad you're with me at this particular time. It is always wonderful to have you. Thank you so very much. You are precious to my soul. Thank you. Thank you for being in our space today. Our show is your show. So, what is Mystic Diva's point of view? What is relationship mishmash? Relationship incompatibility. And remember, I told you, what counts in making a happy relationship union is not about how compatible we are. And this is our theme for this show today. It's how we deal with the incompatibility. And this is what we're talking about. A relationship is a connection. It's a bond. It's an association. It's a link. And it is that third energetic force between two people. And it must be fed and sustained by the couple. And this relationship, it is as healthy as the couple is healthy that is feeding it. A mishmash is like it's a muddle, it's a jumble, it's a mixture. It's a collection of seemingly, and probably is, a mixture of unrelated things, a hodgepodge. It's like dissimilar ingredients. We have nothing in common. It's like throwing all these different kinds of vegetables into a pot to make a stew or to make a soup. Are they related? Can they relate? Are they all jumbled up? Is it a mixture that you want to eat? So incompatibility for our show today is when a couple no longer have a mutual desire, consciously, on purpose, they know that they're going in two different directions. They don't have a desire to move forward and grow together. They're going in different directions. And to be compatible, one must go in the same direction to manifest a common goal for the team. When there is a mishmash, when there are just unrelated stuff, when there are just two dissimilar kinds of stuff, what you're really saying to yourself on an unconscious level, you made an agreement to move in opposite direction, and there is no growth for the couple. So what does the soul say? How do we mend to amend? How do we adjust to align? And what do we do with this seemingly bag of unrelated things? How do we adjust it? How do we align it? How do we amend it? A mixture of unrelated things. How do we identify relationship mishmash? Well, they are two biggies from my point of view. And they seem to be across the board. Miscommunication and irresponsibility. Irresponsible and a failure to communicate. So this failure to communicate makes us insensitive to the way our partner communicates or miscommunicate, or somebody's being the baby, somebody's being the toddler. And we like to jump over the value and the purpose of communication. Sometimes we just want to come in, meet, greet, swap saliva, swap fluids, and, you know, we just jump over the value of communicating. You don't know if each other have an original thought. You don't know which one going to need to be propped up, which one does not know how to stand alone. It's just, so when you jump over the communication step, when you make that leap and you don't stop, that means that there is a sign of irresponsibility here. And then what you do, you start sharing your addictions, and that's saliva. And that slimy stuff, you know, that you have between each of you. You share those addictions, those emotional addictions. Being irresponsible means you simply lost the ability to respond to what you've created. You have no patience with yourself. And then you start marching through like a wild herd of elephants through each other's mental space. And now you're playing mind games. You're playing hide and seek. One is blind and the other one deaf. You do not see that there's an elephant in the kitchen. Then you start manipulating. I guess you have a track record. Who's going to win? Who's really going to be the real snake oil salesman? Who is really proficient at being the con artist? And in this mishmash, we become shrewd liars. We whine. We do the blame game. We play games. We do name calling. We hit below the belt. We talk about your mama. We do all kinds of crazy things. And again, missing element. What do you have is a miscommunication. You're irresponsible. And then we encourage this toddler mode that's on sitting on the throne now, these terrible twos through four, that's trying to handle adult things, always thinking what's wrong. It's always somebody else's fault, making excuses, looking for something to be wrong, to whine about. Have you noticed? Have you thought about that you always look for something wrong? Have you noticed the difficult it is for you to embrace the ease of life and the fun time you can have of evolving, getting to know yourself? Evolution, here's a secret. Evolution really is not about how much you know about something else. It's how much you know about yourself. Winning at this game is getting to know you. It's not how many books you've read that someone else has written. It's, have you read the book about you? Do you know you? See, when we don't know this and we get together and we start as trading saliva and juices, and we don't understand that I don't have me. I've never been to me. And that's what you're going to feed this entity, this unit of energy that flows between you. So something is always wrong. We're making excuses. We're looking for something wrong to whine about. And then we recognize our poor little pitiful lives are in the toilet. And then what do? Hey, we shut down and then we shut out. We go through all these steps and finally we shut out. We leave, then we do our disappearing acts. Sometimes our body is still there, but we do these disappearing acts and we leave the relationship. Something that, you know, it's amazing. I am so amazed. I get amazed and sometimes I just wonder, you know, when that honeymoon phase of this attraction is going on. Oh, you live and you breathe this person. You could eat them up and let them do one thing. Or maybe they do two or three. And then all of a sudden, whatever you had that was so wonderful, that was so sweet, that was so juicy, that was so divine, and you just couldn't live without it. You couldn't breathe. You were breathing for each other. And sometimes it's less than 2 weeks, 6 weeks. You can't stand each other. It's like you never knew each other. How do you dismiss someone that you've shared fluids with? And you just act like they never existed in your life. You know, you've been inside that person. They've been inside you. And now, I don't even know you. We leave the relationship. We leave this energy. And we don't even communicate. Just like babies. Just like toddlers. And those are relationships. Mishmash. Stepping over the communication level. Value to communicate. Insensitive to the way the other person. And so, how come we do this? How can I love you today? And because you do something that I don't like, because number one, I went too fast to let you into this part of me. And now I don't even want to talk to you. You know, my dear beloved, you, that's me, because I'm you. We got to take stock. We got to change some things. We got to reroute this energy. We got to do things different. How can I love you? How can I say I love you? And you've been inside me. We've exchanged saliva. We've exchanged body fluid. And now he won't talk to you? Oh, what deceivers we are. Yes. Yes. So how do we determine if the mishmash that we're having, this incompatibility that we're having, is a divine growth moment? Or, you know, or is it that I'm just sitting here with you because I'm so afraid, I do not know that I can mend what we have and then move on? Why is it that we just cut? I'm going to the phone lines again, and there's probably just only women on the line, I'm sure. I want you to ask me, I want to ask you, why? How did it feel? Have you shared these fluids? You know, the saliva, the spit, up in your face, talking to each other every night, can't breathe without each other, and then, I'm like, look at, and then, I'm going to phone line. and see, Doris, now, being like me to sit there looking at you, you know what's going on in my mind, don't you? You know, we got to stop the crazy. And you go, and then I said, but you slept together. Now you can't stand each other. Oh, I'm going to phone lines now and see if we got some brave callers up there. And, oh, chat room, oh, I need to launch it again. Something happened. They are host. They're updating. Okay. All right. Let's see if I can launch the chat room again, because I'm sure somebody's in there and you want to shoot me an email. You want to get in on this listening mode of the Mystic Diva show today. So let's see if we can get back. Ah, we're back. Okay. Thank you, guests, for being in the chat room. Okay, now. I got that done. Let me go back to see if I can bring in a caller. Hold on, caller. I'm coming. I'm here. Okay. We're going to our callers. Okay. Okay. 770-283-TALK-TO-ME. Talk to me.
Hello.
Tell me. Hey.
How you doing? I knew it. I said, why she don't pick me first?
It's because you're so strong. Strong, that's why I picked you. How are you, Tanisha?
I am super.
You had one of those mishmash moments in relationships. I just love you. Oh, I just beat you up. Now I'm going to cut you up.
You know, the funny part about it is usually with me, and you know, like now I'm just really settled in, I think, mellow. But,
since you've settled, you know, you're mellow now?
Yes, I am very. But, I mean, you know, some eons ago.
You did one of those.
Well, what happened is, usually people get mad, angry with me, and, you know, when I cut, when I say, hey, this is not going to work, and I explain it, hey, I want to be friends. Oh, no, we're not. Boom. I'm saying, yeah. I'm saying, okay, you know.
I'm going to do a show on that. I hear that a lot. Now, that's one I haven't done because maybe it's because, you know, of my consciousness. I hear this a lot. We can be friends. Now, for me, being friends is such an intimacy. It's not casual. It's close. It's very, very close. So, you know, we have to develop this first before we can go and develop anything else. So I got to see if we can be friends before we start licking lips.
Yeah, but, you know, but what I'm saying is, like, you can know somebody a long time, and mm-hmm. just because they're upset because the relationship didn't work, I mean, it could be 2 years, but they get upset and angry, and I don't know, you know.
Well, then how do you think you're going to be friends with them? How do you think you can be friends with someone that's upset and angry? That's the point I'm making.
No. But what I'm saying is, initially, when I approach the situation, you couldn't be.
Oh, okay.
Initially,
you thought we could be friends.
Yeah.
And you didn't say no. Afterwards, you know, it's nothing, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, I hear people say that. Let's be, you know, they tried the relationship thing prematurely, mm-hmm. of course. Because this is me. I could be off. You know, I have my off days. I could be off on this one. A friendship, to me, has to develop before we can go licking lips and sharing fluids. Now, you know, I could be off. You know, I'm kind of weird that way.
No, but I'm saying is, like, some, you know, a couple of people I knew a long time before it developed, and afterwards when it didn't work out, I mean, it could have been 2 years later. And I still wanted to be friends, and they said no.
No, how you gonna be? He said no. You got it backwards. Get it backwards.
But I mean, we were friends first. Anyway,
you were friends first, then you moved it up to what? Licking lips.
A relationship.
That's licking lips.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now that didn't work. You want to move it back to what? Friendship?
Mm-hmm.
And they said no?
Yep.
Oh, you didn't have friendship to start with. You didn't have friendship
to start with. I have, like, a couple of guys, you know, 2 or 3 guys I know and been knowing them for years. And we're just friends. And we'll go out to dinner together and just really have a good time. But we just friends, platonic relationship. And, I mean, no problem. But, you know, of course, I'm not, you know, it's not going to move to anything else, but for some reason, I think that and some females too, because you can't say just males, but some people, I don't care how long they've known each other, and you're right, they probably did not, or we probably did not know each other as well as we thought we did. Because, I mean,
yeah, we did. See, people use that word loosely.
I was fine with it. You know, hey, you know, you've been knowing each other a long time, and then you say, well, no, this is not going to work.
That don't make you friends, though. That don't mean you're friends. You just know where each other live. You just may know some things about them, but that doesn't mean that you're friends. I notice that people throw that word around.
No, but I don't even know you.
You're like, let's be friends. I need to get to know you. I need to get to know you. I need to know, getting to know you. They told us that in school. We used to sing that song. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you.
But
I can't be calling what we're going to have now. I can't go around saying what we're going to have. Now, I can say Jean is my sibling because that came by way of the birth canal. But there's other stuff over here.
No, but see, I'm a type of person is I take friendship very seriously. And when I say that, I have, you know, 5 fingers up, and all of them are not going to include friends. Now, the rest of them are associates. I mean, I know them and we communicate, but they are associates.
Okay, that's
to
my
me,
point.
It's a difference.
It's a difference between casually knowing someone and actually we're friends.
Right. It's to
we're
me,
friends.
It's the difference between a friend and an associate.
Yeah,
I have lots of
different
associates.
Yeah, because I don't throw that word around that to say you're my friend. I have a lot of people say we're friends. That people referring to me, and I'm going like, I don't know you that way.
Right.
See, I don't know you that way, and if I don't know you that way, you don't know me that way. You're just throwing that word around, and I guess trying to help your credit. I don't know. But that word is very dear to me because it got Aquarius. Aquarius.
But see, that's
so
what I think.
The word is dear to us. Huh?
Right. Yeah, that's right. A friend to me is just what it is. I mean, thick and thin. But an associate to me is totally different.
Yeah.
I just know you, your name, and maybe a few statistics or characteristics, but I don't really know you.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay. Well, that's why I also wonder why I hear couples or people, when they break up, they say, well, can we be friends? You couldn't develop. You should have developed that first.
Right.
Then
it wouldn't be
an issue, can we be friends? Because if the friendship, out of the friendship grew this.
Right.
So how are we going to switch back now, and can we be friends? That's why guys said, no, we can't be friends. I've been licking your lips. We've exchanged juice. I don't get that. Okay, I'm on the guy's side now. And they said, no, we can't be friends. You should have developed this. And you said, well, let's be friends. Uh-uh. I've been in between sheets with you. I'm not going back in there with you. I'm not going. You should have slowed me down and told me I want to develop a friendship with you. Now you're looking at me like I'm crazy. See, I'm talking for the man now. You're looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm Libra. You know, I got Libra. I cover both sides of the scales, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for the guys. I'm looking for the girls. Then I walk down the middle. I see it all. Okay. Tanisha, you always, always get me going.
I don't mean to, Dora.
I love it. I love it how we do this.
Here's my next.
Most of the time,
what people, and I think, and you know, and myself too, we have to really go beneath, because so oftentimes, people have this facade and this superficial armor that they have on, and you really have to keep digging to find out where really the real core is. And you know this. I mean, this mask, it's like Mardi Gras, you know what I'm saying? And you keep pulling all these masks off until you finally get to the real deal. And then you find out it's an empty hole anyway. That's the reality of the situation.
One of my sisters said, oh, he's sitting in there. He's sitting in the diplomat. He's sitting in the ambassador. And then one day he showed up. Well, women do the same thing. We sitting in the ambassador.
You know, a lot of times you say, okay, what am I dealing with today? You know, which one am I dealing with? Because they have so many.
Of course now, that makes it so wonderful, because As you are taking off all these different costumes, all your protected garb, all your suit of armor, men and women, as you know, if you really take the time to take the layers off, we won't be licking lips so soon, you know, because I can't find them. I don't see it. How many layers do you have on?
And then when you get to it, it might just be a, you know, a vapor. Vapor just disappears.
So you all, you wore top clothes. You're the top hat guy and girl. And you just keep pulling off layers and layers and layers and layers and layers. And what that does, it make Johnny go sit down somewhere and Susie bark. Nothing is vibrating anymore. It's too much work. Whoo! Do I love doing Mystic Diva? Yes, I do. Little Sagittarius humor. How many layers you got? Oh, this is so much fun. Bring out some more toys. Where you been all my life? I mean, it really was slow as damn. It's like, oh, you had this image the other day when I saw you. You changed clothes. Well, you got a different life. That'd take you about 6 weeks right there. How many different uniforms you got? I like dating because it's nice to watch. Oh, why?
It's
what do you mean? It is. I like dating. I don't know why people don't like to date. What do you mean? What are you talking about? It's like, really? I want to, I really like your voice. Me too!
Well, one thing, you don't have to worry about watching television.
You don't. Dating is fun. Fun, 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 fun. I love dating. It's so beautiful to date. And don't be in a hurry. Enjoy every date before you mate. I'm serious, because once the mate start. Uh-oh. Okay, Tanisha, I think I ought to talk to somebody else, you reckon?
Yes, give somebody else a chance, Dora.
You with your Aquarius, Gemini self. Okay, I'm back now. Let me go to the phone line. I'll be back with you in a minute, Tanisha.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, 870-373. Are you there? And do you want to have some fun this evening? Do you want to talk?
I'm listening, having fun listening tonight. You and Tanisha are doing a wonderful job, so I'm enjoying it.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Enjoying it, and I'm learning.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Okay,
now we're going to go to 901, my hometown. Area code 901-289, Memphis, Tennessee. You're on. Talk to me.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, was that last caller, Margaya?
Yes. You want to say hi to
Margaya? Hey, Margaya. Yeah.
Say hi to Margaya. Margaya.
Hey, Margaya.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Pearl. Sorry, I missed you when you were here, and I know you sent me an email. Sorry I missed you. Just wanted to say hey.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice, and I wish you the best.
Yeah, same here. But, Dora, I've been in and out, so I'm just listening. You can go to another caller.
You're just listening? Okay,
yeah.
Well, seems like Denise and I got the show. We got the floor today. Wow. Okay. So here we are. So you're just listening. Thank you for listening. I'm glad you're listening. You know, so stay tuned, okay?
Okay. I haven't heard enough to come in, so I'll let somebody else have a time.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
We'll do. Thank
All
you
right.
for being generous.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. That was Pearl Eva. Hair Diva, Memphis, Tennessee. I do a show with Pearl on second Tuesday? It's on Interlight Radio, and it's every second Tuesday in the month. And we're always doing something about kinky around relationships. Okay, how do we determine if the mishmash is a divine growth or is it our altered ego that's so afraid to move forward? One of the things that I coach around is for you to find what lessons that you as an individual, not that other person, what lessons you need to learn about your own personal unique agenda. And, you know, can you use this incompatibility to heal something you need to learn, to find out something about you, and so you can respond, then it becomes valuable to you that you're incompatible. It's obvious you are incompatible. There is not enough that you have in common. But if something is drawing you together, and it could be your neurosis. And maybe that's what you need to get in touch with. Maybe it's your codependency. Maybe it's your addiction to drama. It's something about you as an individual that your soul has drawn you to this relationship. So now we use our mishmash as growth opportunities, and we find out what lessons that we need to learn as individuals. We find that missing ingredient. It makes you turn. And I want to say this to men. I mean, you guys are so good to me because you push women to the point that they go in search of self. You're doing such a good job to help us to redeem our power so that we can step into this place that Terra Nova, this beautiful green goddess, this feminine force that's surrounding this planet, you're helping us to step into that arena. So you don't agree with us. You just make us crazy in the head. What's wrong with me, Dora? What's wrong with me? And, you know, I get this a lot. And then see if, just like a dollar, and then see if, but he wouldn't do that with me. And I wonder if he gonna do that with her. What do you care? You may not have the same connection with him. We have different connections. The attraction is different. It's what did you learn? So we're going to choose this mishmash. Are we just going to settle and complain and whine like toddlers? Or are we going to use it for growth? It's a chance for us to grow. It's a chance for us to turn back to self. And what is the soul saying about this? Is it part of our growth to find a way to flow when the river is going downstream and your altered ego is jumping ship and want to go upstream? And does drowning look more attractive to you than staying in the boat trying to figure you out? Jumping out before the job is incomplete. So there you go. You jump out and you jump into another boat. Well, you haven't done anything to change you. Then change comes to the individual and change comes from within. So you've activated it. You've activated this energy. Don't wimp out on yourself. See it through. So here are the tips now. What are some of the tips to help you to mend, to help you to heal? What is it that we can do? Mystic Varana. I hope I'm saying that right. Mishmash can be an asset. Absolutely. If we're looking hard enough, she says, or clarify the mishmash. Yeah, I got it. Thank you for your comments. Ditto. Well on it. This mishmash that we're having as my listeners said, in the chat room, is an asset. So what can we do? First of all, grow up. Learn to make your statements what's so about you. Learn to make your what's so a statement and keep checking in. We must, each day, we must commit to commit. You just can't say I do one time and that's going to last 50 years. Every day you revisit, you look at your commitment, you make updates, you find out whether or not this is a growth moment. I can't jump ship. Make your what's so statements. Maybe you're going through different cycles. Maybe the timing is off. What you want, why you want it, and where you're going. When you grow up, you say, I want to share with you how my life is unfolding for me now. These are the things going on with me now. This is what I'm doing now. You want to slow down and then allow the agenda to unfold, to develop. And you want a mutual commitment to what's going on with it. You don't have to do anything to each other. You don't have to do anything for each other. You don't have to try to make your partner's dreams come true. That's not your job. One of the things that you can do when you're having a mishmash, you can agree to support each other's individual spiritual growth. That's mutual commitment, mutual consent. Stay open. Learn how to listen. This is helping you to grow. You're going in different directions, so why don't you turn into each other? Because at one point, you're okay with each other. You really did want to be with each other. That energy is still available. Something has happened, and it's encouraging you to grow. Stay open. Learn to listen. Learn how your partner communicates. And do one thing we usually don't do. If we are not the assuming bunch of beings, we don't ask questions. We don't solicit feedback. We don't share energy. We hate to ask, what do you want? Well, how do you see it? What do you think you will need to do to make that manifest? Do you see me being a part of your dream unfolded? Ask questions. I always get accused of being interrogated. I need to ask. I'm not going to read your mind. I don't have to need to do that. You do that with babies until they learn how to talk. And then you train them to communicate. So you can ask them, do you like peas? Do you want, we have leafy green vegetables, and there are a lot of them in the store. Which one do you want? We love to decide for each other. Just going to assume because you like it, I ought to like it. No, ask questions. Solicit feedback. Share your what's so with me moments. Discern where you are on your individual journey and where your partner's individual journey is. It has nothing to do with you. And tell the truth about your status. What do you want? How do you see it unfolding? Take some responsibility. So what are the two missing ingredients in a mishmash? Communication and responsibility. If we could learn to communicate, if we could learn to share, this is what's so with me. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I am thinking about experiencing in my life. I'd like your feedback. Do you have any suggestions? Those are opportunities. Those are moments of growth. You know, when we get to the place where it seems like the honeymoon is over and the mishmash is definitely there and we're going to jump ship, we need to stop before we bail out. I've been in several relationships, and I always stop, and I start asking questions. I'm asking questions all along, but I notice I don't get many questions asked of me. Ask questions and let the person's answer be their answer. You don't have to do anything with it. But it will let you know what your choices are as it relates to this other person. So you want to ask questions and be okay with whatever they say. However they see, whichever way they see the relationship is going. Okay. We got about 4 minutes left into our show. And I'm going back. Tanisha, are you still there?
I am here.
You got any comments before we close our show out today?
The comments, and what I was thinking about when you were speaking, is that a lot of times we have to get rid of the negative karma that we bring in from childhood and from our parents' relationships, and we have to rid ourselves of that, get naked with that, and then start anew with the person that we really are and ask what we really want.
Very good point. So you
Hello.
Okay, everybody, I lost the show. I blew the network out, and we're out of time. Out of time. Anyway, my participants today in our show, Tanisha, Pearl, Morgaya, sorry, my chat room supporters, I thank you for participating in our show today. It was a great show. I had so much fun, and I want you to know our quote for today. What counts in making a happy relationship, a union, is not how compatible we are. It's what we do to deal with and compatible. So this is Mystic Diva. Tune in next week for our Double Dutch at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you for being with us. We love you. We appreciate you. This is Dora Jones, tune in Thursdays, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Thank you. Ta-ta. Until next time to talk. Good night, everybody.